you could make a strong case that the two men who made Urbana what it is today were Clark Robinson Griggs and Abraham Lincoln. Because without the University of Illinois, the city's history would have been very different. Abraham Lincoln played his part when he signed the Morrill Act on July 2, 1862. This legislation gave land to each state to sell, with funds designated to establish colleges of engineering, agriculture, and military science. It transformed higher education in the United States. Before the land grants, colleges tended to be elite and stressed subjects like Latin, logic, and classical studies. After the Morrill Act, subjects like agriculture and engineering were considered suitable subjects for college study. Today, there is at least one land-grant institution in each state. Clark Griggs, who built this house for his son, was the man who made sure that Illinois' land-grant college was located here in Urbana-Champaign. He was a Massachusetts native, where he served in two terms in the state's legislature before moving to Illinois and settling on a farm in Champaign County in 1859. After serving in the Union Army during the Civil War, Griggs returned home and re-entered politics, becoming the mayor of Urbana and then winning election to the Illinois House of Representatives. In the legislature, he worked tirelessly to bring the new state college to Champaign County. It would be a prized plum for any community, and the main competition came from Jacksonville, Normal, and Chicago. Backed with funds from the county, Griggs traveled the state, meeting with other members of the Illinois House of Representatives, trying to secure their votes. When the legislature met in Springfield in January 1867, the Champaign County Committee set up special reception rooms at a nearby hotel, offering free food, whiskey, cigars, tickets to the local theaters. Teetotalers, one insider wrote, "We had a quiet room set apart, provided only with a Bible and a pitcher of water." It worked. The final vote for Urbana-Champaign was 67 to 10. After his great success, he stepped away from politics, put his energy into building the Indianapolis, Bloomington, and Western Railroad. He erected this house as a wedding present for his son in 1871. A superb example of Italianate architecture, with its use of wide eaves, paired carved brackets, and bay windows. Within a few years, Griggs moved away from Urbana, building a career and a fortune in the railroad business in New York and Pennsylvania. He was fondly remembered by Urbana citizens as a polished gentleman, a skilled diplomat, and a lover of education from the ground up.